We back at it again. What's going on, Embrace of Light Radio family? It's your host, Michael Wilder. Thank you so much for tuning in today's show. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe to the show via iTunes, Anchor, Google Play, and now we're finally featured on Spotify. So if you got Spotify, you can listen to it there. Like I tell everybody, the best listening experience can be featured on Anchor, because you get the music, you get everything. You don't get all that on Spotify and iTunes, but hey, whatever. Some people are just like, I just want to listen to your voice. I don't think I got the most attractive voice. I know I'm very country, so hey, I mean, it is what it is. But hey, I just appreciate all the love and support. So hey, great show in store for y'all today. We're going to talk about finances. I got a running poll that went on Facebook, and it's got a lot of attention. So I just want to talk about that. And I want to talk about, are Christians crazy? Let's talk about faith. But without no further ado, man, let's get into the show. Let's get it. So that was Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Trusting You. That song blesses my soul when I listen to it. Oh my gosh. That is a powerful song within it of itself. Man. So I had a running poll since Sunday on my personal Facebook page. And I posed the question, should personal finance be a mandatory class in order to graduate high school? Should personal finance be a mandatory class in high school in order to graduate, right? Now, when I speak about personal finance, I'm talking about things that us adults, you know, we are had to, whether it be the easy way or the hard way, most of us being the hard way, learn about, i.e. credit. I think that's a big one. Filing taxes. Thank God for TurboTax. It makes it super easy. Car loans. How to even buy a car. Just something simple as that. That's what I'm talking about in the realm of personal finance, right? So it's been posted since Sunday. It's had 65 votes, and the vote was either yes or no. Just flat out simple. Out of 65 votes, 64 of those have been yes. I had one. I don't even comprehend why somebody would say no. It had to be a troll. But I'm thinking about this, right? And I want to hear from you. If you have the chance, if you listen from Anchor, please call in. I love to hear your perspective. Should personal finance be mandatory in high school in order to graduate? And I say heck yes. I say heck yes. And the reason why I say yes is because how many of us have gone through life and it's like you don't even know how to even earn credit? I mean, I know grown adults, I mean, 25, 30 years old. I mean, not even fresh adults, 18, 19. I'm talking about 25, 30 year old adults that don't even know how to raise their credit score. That is a serious issue in a world where we live in where credit is very important. I've heard of a guy, and I'm pretty sure you've heard of a guy too. His name is Dave Ramsey. And I love Dave Ramsey's perspective on finances. He has the Total Money Makeover. He has Financial Peace University. And he has several steps. It's called baby steps in order to, you know, help with your finances. One being save $1,000 as fast as you can in emergency savings. Step two, debt snowball, which is paying all your debts from smallest to largest. Me personally, I've been through the steps. I will tell you right now, going through step number one to me is the hardest step, because you can save $1,000 and then something comes up where you're going to need that $1,000 quick. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's just a repeated cycle. And it's tough. It's tough to stay with something like that. But, you know, go back to the context. I believe personal finance needs to be taught in high schools, because if we're going to sit here and say that high school is to prepare kids for the next level, whether it be, you know, the next level is not just college, it's life, period. It's working, it's whether it's picking up a trade, it's going to the military, college, whatever you decide to do, you're preparing for life essentially. So why not make it mandatory to teach something that's going to be practical once you graduate from high school? I have never understood why subjects like algebra and geometry and trigonometry and all the other blasé maths are even required in high school. And I can understand if you're going to college, and I got it. You know, you just can't enroll into a college mathematics or a college algebra class and not even take an algebra 1 or 2, which I completely understand. However, I believe as a required elective, I mean, let's stop with these old silly electives that they got in school now. I can't even think of one off the top of my head. I'm trying to think when I was in high school, it was a silly elective. Dang, what was a silly elective back in high school? Like, I'm really stuck. Okay, good one. PE, right? Not to say PE is silly, but I think health and PE, like, we in North Carolina, like, when I was going to school in 2010, we had to take health and PE at the same time, right? And health was one class and PE was another. Why not just combine it? You know, why not just combine health and PE in the same class, but make personal finance a required elective to take in order to graduate high school? Just an idea that I'm pitching. I don't know. Maybe somebody that's, you know, that works on a board education or something, maybe listen to this and maybe, you know, it sparks some conversation. That's all I'm here to do, is just spark conversation and just speak from my perspective. But I would love to hear your perspective on what do you think. Do you think personal finance should be a requirement in order to graduate at the high school level? Let me know your thoughts. If you're listening from Anchor, you can call in or leave a message to that. If not, then you can hit me up on Instagram at IronMike__. Find me on Facebook, Michael A. Water II. It's a picture of me and my kids up there. So don't follow the one where I'm in my uniform. That's my professional one for just the work that I do full time. But just shoot me a message, man. Let me know what you think about it. I'd definitely love to hear your thoughts. So that was Lecrae, Sean Garrett, and Crystal Nicole with Please Forgive. I'm Michael Wilder. This is Embrace the Light Radio. Thank y'all again for tuning in. If you haven't done so, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Anchor, and now on Spotify. So this next segment, I want to talk about faith and why us Christians can be crazy. You know, we live in a world where really faith is really frowned upon. It's laughed at. Folks think you crazy. Folks think you're foolish for thinking the way you do. Having faith is believing the things that you can't see. You know, we believe in a savior that we haven't physically seen. And folks do laugh at that. Let's keep it real. Folks laugh at that. But they can laugh all day long. But as the word tells us, it's going to be one day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. But again, God does give us free will. So, hey, do what you want to do, player. But faith is hard. Faith is hard. And it's hard because a lot of times we feel like God should answer at a certain time that we have got designated. But God doesn't operate on time. God is bigger than time. You know, God doesn't operate on us, on our schedule. And faith can be hard, too, because it's like you keep living and you keep living, and things that you're praying for, you're not seeing them manifest again in the time that you think they should. And you just got to have faith that God going to see you through. And I think with that, you have to be very mindful of what you are taking in. As far as like what, you know, who you surround yourself with, who your friends are, what they're saying, what their beliefs are, what you're seeing on TV, you know, what you're watching, to the music that you're listening to. It's just everything. It adds up. You know what I mean? You know, the word tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that's in Romans 10:17. And we have to continue to fill ourselves up with the Holy Spirit, and that's leaning to him, getting into his word, continue to meditate in prayer, meditate over his word. And when you meditate over something, you keep thinking about it over and over and over again. But faith can be a crazy thing. You know, the way that we operate is unlike the world expects us to operate. When things crash, we're expected to stand, and we got to stand on the word of God. And the Bible has so many verses when it comes to faith and how us as Christians are to conduct ourselves in this realm. You know, I've referenced Romans 10:17, but another strong verse that I want to recommend to you to look at is Psalm 28:7. And this is really helping me get through here lately, to be honest with you. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him. You know, I don't depend on nobody else to give me strength but the Lord. You know, man's going to disappoint me. That's just, I mean, every single one of us are flawed in every single category. You know, we're not perfect at all. We're far from perfect. And the most amazing person can just, you know, it's still flawed at the end of the day. We all have mistakes. But you have to continue to love through that. Because love is something that is just not a feeling. Love is something where, you know, feelings fade. But love is something that we have to withstand and hold on. And I believe also too, you know, in showing faith, we're showing God how much we love him, because it takes trust in doing that. And that's showing God too that, hey, that we love you and, you know, I trust you in this. And that takes love. That takes genuine love to just trust the process. And it's not easy. I mean, there are times where, you know, doubt does arise in the mind, and that's Satan just coming in. You know, when you think about John 10:10, you know, that, you know, Satan comes to steal, kill and destroy. But Christ has came so we can have life and life more abundantly. I believe I talked about that on the last podcast. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you tune in. But Satan, he does a very good job of that in trying to kill us in the mind first, because though in the mind, that's where the visions comes, that's where thoughts come, that's where meditation comes. And if Satan can just take at least 2 seconds to just distract you, that's all he wants. He wants distraction and he wants chaos and he wants everything that God has ordained and everything that God has brought together. He wants to just make it crash and burn. But you have to have faith that God is going to see you through. And folks are going to look at you crazy. Let's just be real. I mean, this world is turning away from God. We see that in our schools. We see that in our country, here in the States. I mean, you see so much turmoil going on, but it's really because, you know, our society is turning away from God. When you take prayer out of schools, when you take prayer out of communities, and you have a government that doesn't follow the word of God, you know, that is a very tough place to be at. And we're just starting to see things manifest themselves. But you got to continue to hold on and have faith, because God is going to see you through. And no matter what situation you're in, God is going to see you through. But you have to have faith. It just takes a little bit. It just takes a little bit. You know, he's not asking for you to be a whole faith-filled person. You know, that's his call for your life. But that takes time. You know, you just can't just ultimately just believe in something. You have to take time with this. You know, don't rush the process. Trust the process. You know, the last verse I want to leave with you is James chapter 1, verse 2 through 18. And I know it's going to be a little lengthy, but I think it'll bless your soul. It's considered pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that it's the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the waves of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plants. It blossoms, falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres on the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot tempt anyone by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give birth through the word of truth. I'm about to say trust. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. So just keep your head in there. Hold on to faith, because no matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, God has not left you, and God loves you, and he cares for you. And no matter where you're at, God's going to reach down. He's right there with you. I heard a saying, I think, God knows, I think it was Pastor Haynes from Friendship with Baptist Church here in Dallas, Texas. I think he said, when you're at rock bottom, God is your rock at the bottom, and God is standing there with you. He loves you regardless of where you're at today. So don't look at it like, oh, I'm too far away from the Lord. No, God loves you right where you're at. And he's standing there beside you, and he wants to see that change inside of you. But you just got to have faith and trust in him and take it day by day. And as the days go by, you will continue to get stronger. Just hold on. Have faith. So that was Tori Kelly and the Hammer Tones, Help Us to Love. Thank y'all so much for tuning in again. I say this every single time I get on the air, but thank y'all so much. I love you with all of me. Just for the support that you give here on this podcast. Y'all the ones that make it happen. And I thank y'all so much for the support that you give me and the love that that is outpoured. If this is your first time listening, welcome. But I just want to reiterate the intent of Embrace Light Radio. It's just uplifting, encouraging, motivating, faith-based radio show. I wouldn't even call it a podcast. Really, it's a radio show because, we got music involved and all that kind of stuff if you listen on Anchor. But if you're listening to the other outlets, it's just going to be me talking. But I want to make it short, sweet, simple, straight to the point, just to encourage you through your day. And as I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself as well. Don't think that I'm not going through things, and don't think that I'm just here just preaching at you and not trying to apply what I'm telling you all as well, because this is the same fights and battles that I'm fighting as well. And I want to remind you and encourage you as well, as your Christian brother, that I'm experiencing the same things that you're going through. My faith is being tested. Love is being tested. It's battles that we go through, but you have to remain faithful. And God is going to see us through, and you have to remain faithful. And before I go, I want to just tell you that I love you like a brother in Christ. And I'm here to help encourage you through this platform. And again, make sure that you follow me on Instagram, IronMike__. Follow me on Facebook, Michael A. Wilder II. My Facebook now, I'm just majority kind of trolling a lot of times with LeBron and sports and all that kind of stuff. Just talking trash, but on Instagram, I'm more in tune with Instagram now. Facebook is just too much, Facebook is just crazy. I miss MySpace. MySpace, had the music and all that kind of stuff. He had a little profile, set it up all nice. I remember the profile I had, you come in, do the little, little graphics and all that kind of stuff. And it like a whole web page, MySpace. Yeah, y'all remember MySpace. But, nonetheless, man, just thank y'all so much for just tuning in today's show, man. Just I want to hear your thoughts if you can. I'm calling on Anchor from a faith aspect to a personal finance. What you think about that? Call in, show some love, and I'll definitely show you some love back, feature on the show. You got songs you want to feature on the show, let me know. Folks you want me to interview, folks you want me to feature, products, whatever, anything, man. Just give me ideas, man. I really love to hear y'all feedback. So, man, again, one last time, man, I love and appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a great rest of your hump day Wednesday. Be encouraged, be inspired, be motivated, and embrace the light. I love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.